7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Worry about it later. Okay, the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another thrilling episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, it's Dubious Goals Committee time once again. I'm your host. My name is Tobe, and what's on the floor here? Is this where the melted butter fell? Okay, hold on a second. We gotta clean this up. Otherwise, I don't know what's gonna happen. Okay, what are we doing? Today is Saturday. I have a paper towel. I have been up for an hour. I slept really good. I feel great. My butt hurts. My legs hurt. And my sinuses are weirder than crap. But I think they're under control now. As I look out the window to see what the temperature is, it says 83. What is that in common sense? We're getting close to 30. But that's neither here nor there. The most important thing that you need to know is that last night at 1:50 a.m., I was looking out this very same window. Because what happened was is my tea got cold. My tea got cold, so I came upstairs to heat it up. So to come upstairs into the kitchen, I need to walk up, half a dozen steps, and then turn this direction, left, right, turn right, to go into the kitchen. Well, when I walk up the stairs, like this, so you can see me doing it, I have to look straight across the room at my stained glass window. It's right at eye level. It's line of sight. I'm looking, boom. At 1:50 a.m., my stained glass window was all lit up. Oh, that's good news. Because the reason the window is all lit up and looks so nice is because outside, betwixt our houses, my neighbor Shannon has a light that is solar powered. Kind of want that solar panel. And it is a motion detector light that is on the little walkway that goes around his house and into his backyard. And like I said, it's motion detecting. So when I walk up the steps and I see that window illuminated at 1:50 a.m. when nobody's awake, and it's very dark, and blah, blah, blah. That's how I know little dudes are running around. Like raccoons. Because they like to jump over the fence there. They climb around, blah, blah. Raccoons, you know, walk up the side of the house, and they set that light off, and I know. So I put the tea in the tea reheating vessel, and I turned on the stove. And then I walked over here to the door and I turned on the back porch light, and sitting right there, not a meter away from me. You know what you're thinking? Oh, was it a raccoon? No, it was a possum. It was a little possum, not like a baby, but probably like born this spring. He was about 25 inches long from nose to butt. And he had a good, 20 centimeter tail. And he was eating some delicious foods. What delicious foods was he eating, Tub? Well, yesterday I had to do some cooking. And I ended up with some hamburger grease. So I browned some hamburger and it says drain the hamburger. So instead of draining the grease away, I just tilt the pan and I soak up all the grease with an old piece of bread. In this case, hot dog bun. And then I throw them out the window for animals. Animals in the night. And that's when my possum friend, he found one and he was eating it up. Yummy, 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 yummy. So I'm really happy about that. Oh, I saw a possum on my deck at my wild animal restaurant. Oh, it's so fun. Oh, great. Here's the cat sitting here. Yeah, hi. You want some more water? This is the third water I've poured today. So we gotta come in here and pour the damn water. Come on, baby Googans. Let's go. Okay, you're not gonna stand. Come on. I'm not gonna sit here and wait for you. I got committees to do. He says as he pours out the old water. Uncaps the jug. And pours in the new water. The cat's not even in the bathroom. Oh, I shouldn't have been over like that. That's going to make my sinuses go weird. But anyway. What have I been doing? I need tea. So yesterday I was doing some more preparation for my thing this Sunday. Oh, good tea. Da Hong Pao. And we're going to listen to that here in just a second. Oh, sinuses. Yeah, so I should be doing other stuff, but I haven't been. I spent some time last night just messing around with the new synth. And I really shouldn't call it a synth, but it's been defined as a synth, and so, yeah. The new synth, the one that we built in the workshop, is really just an oscillator. And it's a weird oscillator, and it does weird crap. Let's see if my sinuses actually will hold out here. Oh, okay, so let's do this. Oh, wait, I forgot to plug it in. Try that one more time. There we go. So that's our synthesizer. Yeah, it's just an oscillator. Now you might be wondering, well, what defines a synthesizer? Well, in my opinion, and again, this is only opinion, you need to have an oscillator, a filter, and an amplifier. Those are the three minimum things you have to have for a synthesizer. But we can make weird noises with just an oscillator. And that's fun. So, if you remember from yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, I added a CV input to this oscillator, which we can plug an LFO into, and that causes the sound to do things like this. Which is, of course, utterly fascinating. Hold on, hold on. Nose. Oh. Yeah, this is going to be one of those extremely sinusy days. So, once we get the LFO going, then we can throw on some effects, and boy, we've got a big fat stack of effects to add, which throws the sound into this chaos. Little clip. It gets hot. There we go. Oh, Okay, now that's a beautiful sound, to be certain. That's a drone. That's how you drone, kids. Yeah, somebody said to me that this oscillator, this synthesizer that we made, oh, it's a drone synthesizer. It's an oscillator, regardless. The interesting thing about all of this now is that we can still take this further. And you know me, I'm going to push it as far as it'll go. And then some. Because I want to see it fall down the cliff. No, but seriously, we've got the LFO that we're using is just coming out of the bit collider. And I'm thinking I want to build a dedicated LFO just for this thing. I think I can build one on a little circuit board. I can wedge it in here, blah, blah, blah. Regardless. Because we have the bit collider LFOing our little friend here, that means any manipulation of the bit collider will now affect the sound. And what manipulation do we want to do to the bit collider? We gon' clock it. We gon' clock it. We gotta do the clock. So you put a little wire between, a little jumper wire from the funky little clock drum machine. Let's turn it on. Will it pop? It popped. We can press go. Wow, wow. And then when we stop it, I said when we stop it, that LFO kind of comes back, right? What's going on is the bit collider is not actually being clocked. It's just sending out a signal that we're using to reset the LFO. And that's great and all. But let's do the thing. Oops. It's way too early. I can't keep a beat. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and... Ugh, it's too early for me. It's way too early. Okay. We got something. And for the sake of experimentation, I'm going to put the microphone down. Okay. Maybe we need to put some effects on the drums. Ooh. So there's the synth. Let's turn off the LFO. Okay, no LFO. And so there's nothing to the beat. Except for the thump of the kick drum. Throw that LFO back on. Oh.
Bye.
Okay. Well, I guess the point that I'm trying to make here is that even if you only have a single oscillator, you can still do some pretty cool stuff as long as you are creative and add things to it. You need to do more stuff. Because once you do more stuff, then it starts sounding like music. I mean, we can go back to this if you want. Oh, there's my synthesizer. Do you like my drone music? I have a drone synthesizer. Well, yeah. That's awesome. Now I know what you're thinking. Yeah, but Tobe, all that crap that you have is really expensive. It's like, well, yeah, but no. This drum machine was a kit. It was $60. And the Bit Collider, there's not even $60 worth of equipment in that either. Now, of course, I do have this running through an effects processor, which I bought used in a junk shop for like it's got a price tag of it on it still of $120. I know I didn't pay that much, because I got it from Derek, and he's not stupid, and he sold it to me cheap. So, yeah, this effects processor, it's probably older than you. But, yeah, you can go out and you can get cheap effects. The trick is to knowing what effects to get for your particular setup. Don't bother getting distortion pedals for something that's already a square wave. There's no point. But, regardless. Yeah. Get an oscillator. Add some effects. And then LFO the sumbitch. And then be a clocker rocker. That's particularly nice, don't you think? Oh my god. So yeah, now I gotta work this up into a lecture for tomorrow. That'll be fine. There's a lot of other really important things I'm sure I was going to tell you today, but I have since forgot. Wacky. Yeah, and if you're wondering, all of the melodic stuff that you're hearing, that's just me turning some knobs. That's why none of the notes are accurate. That's why it's timed all weird. I'm just twisting knobs. I'm doing it all manually. And so, yeah, it's not going to be deep science. It's not going to be Grammy award winning whatevers. It's just this thing I do. That sounds awesome. This is good. This is pretty good like this. All right. But now's the time that I have to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day right here on non-radio at 1936 UT... What? End of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
Yes.
Thank you.